Caring for neighbors is a great way to share the love of Jesus Christ with them. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Elizabeth McKinney talks about building relationships with neighbors.
We live in the suburbs, and I find it ridiculous that every home has these huge swing sets, and everyone has a leaf blower or a snow blower and all these things. It's like, we don't need all these things. So we share a mower. Our next door neighbor, well, she got remarried, but she was a single mom for a long time and has allergies. And so she couldn't mow her lawn. So he would mow her lawn and fill it up with gas. And then we would use her lawnmower to mow our lawn. So just knowing what your needs are and sharing things too, I think is a great way receiving.
And Elizabeth says God often works in surprising ways.
A few years back, we went into church and we saw a family that we had gotten to know through the neighborhood events. They were not your church going type. And so we kind of did a double take when we saw them. It was like, oh, hi, how are you guys? Then we went into the church service and I sent her a Facebook message immediately. And I said, basically, like, do you come here often type thing? And she responded and just opened right up. And she said, actually, we came to church because our kids said they didn't believe in God. So we thought it would be a good thing to come. But in the process, we found him for ourselves. And are you in a small group? And if so, can we join? So that next Sunday, they walked through their backyard, through our backyard, and into our living room. And they had instant Christian community.
Yes. Be available to care for and build relationships with your neighbors. God can use you to make an eternal difference. Do you need some encouragement as you do that? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.